Lawmakers are gearing up for a dramatic day of healthcare debate on Capitol Hill and here on Beacon Hill. In Washington, Senate Republicans are forcing a procedural vote today they hope will move the healthcare debate forward. In Boston, as tensions over healthcare grow, state lawmakers hold a hearing on Governor Baker's plan for new state fees on employers to pay for MassHealth, while requiring some residents to enroll in employer health plans instead of MassHealth. Joining us for a preview of the issues and tensions here at home is the former Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation president, news analyst Michael Widmer. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to join you.
So how did we get to this moment, Mike, which some describe as a showdown between Governor Baker and the legislature?
Well, over the past 50 years, a succession of governors and legislatures have struggled to deal with the increasing costs of Medicaid. But the particular issue that arose in the last year is the administration forecast that there would be huge growth in Medicaid enrollment to 2 million people. And so they have now put forth a major plan to address that. But the problem is, from the legislature's point of view, is that in fact enrollment has not grown, and so it's been steady for the past 3 years. So the legislature is feeling, well, why the urgency, why the rush? Because of the stabilizing enrollment, we do not need to achieve more savings than we had for fiscal 18, which is several hundred million dollars in savings. So we don't understand the rush.
Lawmakers said they couldn't approve all the changes Governor Baker wanted, including moving 140,000 people into a different form of government insurance without public hearings. The governor responded and said, okay, come back to me with a deal in 60 days. Does it sound like they can wrap all this up in that time frame?
I don't see how. The governor has put forward probably the most sweeping changes in Medicaid or MassHealth in the 50 years of its existence. Many of the ideas may be good ones, but they're certainly controversial. They certainly reverse the progress in part that we've made in expanding coverage over the last 20 years in this state. And so, yes, they deserve a good airing with public input, but 60 days is not reasonable. It was certainly not reasonable to ask the legislature to do as part of their conference committee budget deliberations at the end of June. And this really continues that same rush that is not, I think, fair to the legislature, fair to the public, the citizens, fair to the Medicaid program.
Big picture, the legislature and the governor are counting on savings in the MassHealth budget to balance state spending overall this year, so they have to reach some deal, right?
This is a small amount of savings. It's problematic, needs not only legislative approval, but federal approval. So I don't see that the argument of additional savings in 18 stands up to scrutiny. It all comes back to the fact that enrollment has stabilized over the last 3 years in the MassHealth program. There's a myth that somehow enrollment is exploding. So this does not need to be done as part of the fiscal 2018 budget.
Do you see a way out of this struggle between the governor and the legislature over MassHealth?
Well, I think it should be very straightforward, which is that these proposals that the administration has put forward should be considered by the legislature. I presume they will be, but not in the time frame that the governor has laid out. So the legislature could debate these issues later this year and into 2018 and make judgments, send them to the governor as part of the fiscal 2019 budget. Next year. I think that would be totally appropriate. That would allow for an opportunity for public input, for vetting. Are these savings realistic or not? Not clear. What's the impact on the hundreds of thousands of people who would be removed from MassHealth? That's not clear. a lot more analysis needs to be done. So, yes, I think this could become a 2018 issue, as it should be, and give it the proper airing. It doesn't need to be done as part of the 2018 budget. Most of the savings have already been realized.
Michael Widmer, news analyst, former president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. My pleasure.